Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we were once and for all cleansed by you to know you and walk with you. And thank you as we come boldly to the throne room this morning. We are again washed and cleansed to run the race today. So thank you for this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11 to 13. Saints, you've been cleaned up and given a fresh start by Jesus, our Master, our Messiah, and by our God present in us, the Spirit. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. If I went around doing whatever I thought I could get by with, I'd be a slave to my whims. You know the old saying, first you eat to live, and then you live to eat. While it may be true that the body is only a temporary thing, but that's no excuse for stuffing your body with food or indulging it with sex. Since the Master honors you with a body, honor him with your body.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful to know, you know, Jesus came in a body and he showed the way, the truth, and the life in a body, in a soul, caught up in the Spirit, in tune with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And that's the picture of perfection. And we see that picture of perfection grew as he just stayed in the presence of God. And as we have seen here, we were washed, we were justified by the Spirit from all the deceptions that took hold of us through the disobedience of Adam and then our own disobedience. So we've been cleansed now, we've been washed, so that we can stay washed, stay in the kingdom, stay with the Lord. It's so beautiful to know when the Bible says that we are the temples of God, temples of the living God. Why does he say that? Because the word goes on. I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He says we're the temples of the living God. Why? Because he says, I will make my dwelling with you and walk among you. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And therefore, come out from the deception and the darkness and stay in tune. Amen. That's my translation. But then he goes on, verse 18. And I will be, if you come out and you're separated and you understand that you've been bought with a precious price to stay in the light as he's in the light, he goes on to say, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty. And he goes on beautifully in chapter 7. He says, since we have these promises, see, this is the biggest promises before we hold on to little promises of wealth or shining or setting free the captives. We must take hold of these promises that everything is being done, and we, the body, the bride, is the temple of God. And when the bride, the temple of God, wakes up, then we can make all those outside of Christ, Jews, Gentiles, the rich, the poor, the proud, the arrogant, we can make them jealous with this God quality of life. Because he goes on to say, so we have these promises. We've got a good Father that has made goodness available to us, and we will be sons and daughters. And so he goes on, beloveds, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing about holiness. Holiness, be separated unto God. And then bring about holiness. How? By the fear of God. What's the fear of God? Proverbs 15:33. The fear of God is the instruction of wisdom. And so we sit at the feet of the Lord today again to be washed, justified, and now being more justified, enlightened by the Spirit, to be in tune with the Lord this day and every day, and not just have understanding of his great love, but also to persevere when the testings come this day. And so why? Because we have got the cares of the Lord at heart. We want his kingdom come. We want his will for our lives. And that way we can bear fruit 30, 60, and 100%. So guys, we are here with a purpose to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land, because we stay in tune, stay enlightened, stay in the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.